Friday by Audrey Siddall, read by Kevin Wilde. My, but it's dark and cold this very morn, and I had to get up to start afore dawn. Our bedroom window where I stood inside, and I felt that starved I could nearly have cried. But up very early today I must be, 'cause big cleaning day all this Friday, you see. So afore it all starts and the fire can be lit, lift black leading to do and git to fender a bit. We used to have steelings, and didn't we sand, but now we're a bit posher, and brassens look grand. It's got knobs at each end and a big one in its middle. Oh, stop dreaming, lass, there's asses to riddle. I tack 'em outside and shack 'em retard, and hope it's not windy or they'll be over at t' yard. Don't fella next door like some for his fowls, 'cause sometimes it's muddy and right up to his jowls. I picked the biggest cokes off, but it maxed fingers sore. They helped to filter great, and mak a good core. Then I'll blacklead me grate, and me oven and tob. I use that there zebra, it does a good job. On me brasses I use some stuff out in a tin. I think it's called brasso, it's new. Just come in. When all that is done, there's me peg rug to shack. Then I leave it on t' wall, out there, at the back. Now t' fire's got going at t' places like a mansion. I'll get out me dough that's been rising in t' pansion. It's been rising all t' neat, nicely slow and strong. That's the way to make good bread, you just can't go wrong. When me bread's made, I'll make pies and some cake. There's nought I like better than a right good bake. Then t' neat we'll have fish and nice parsley sauce. And I think I'll make soup as a first course. They say that it's posh to have more course than one, and things are a bit better off when all's said and done. I remember the time when my mam just made stew. There were eight of us then, and we had to mak do. Aye, times were real hard, they couldn't be worse. I could write a book where I'll mak do with verse. It's finding time to put pen to paper. What we cooking and cleaning, life's quite a caper. But happen one day when my family's grown up, I'll have more time to think, and I'll sit with a cup, and I'll write about life, with its joys and sorrows. But right now I'm too busy to think of tomorrow.